Too Much Mulch. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A landscape expert says most of us go way overboard on applying mulch around trees and shrubs. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
What is one of the important keys to successful gardens? Well, actually, there are three, and they're all the same.
Mulch, mulch, mulch.
Yeah, that's Kansas State University Extension gardening expert Jennifer Smith. Mulch comes from the old German, meaning soft and moist, or something like that. Of course, today there are mulches that are neither soft nor moist. You know, we have those chopped up rubber tires, artificial wood chips, plastic sheeting, rocks, gravel. However, Jennifer Smith says whatever you choose to use...
I recommend using an organic mulch, and by organic, we mean something that breaks down. As opposed to like gravel or chipped tires. Those mulches are good too, and they'll prevent erosion and help a little bit with insulating the soil surface. The organic materials will actually improve the soil as they break down.
However, how you apply the mulch, well, that's just as important as what kind of mulch you use. For example, you've no doubt seen new and old trees with the mulch just piled up around and up to the trunks.
Somewhere along the way, somebody made this mulch volcano around the base of a tree, and then all over the country, people started copying it. And it does. It holds moisture against the base of the tree, which can cause some decay problems, or sometimes roots will be seeking oxygen and moisture and will come up and wrap around the base of the tree, provides a harboring space for insects.
Jennifer is also a former commercial landscaper, so she does know what she's talking about here. And so her advice, don't make volcanoes.
Make mulch donuts instead of volcanoes.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.